life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. Bless up, sacred society. This is your boy 20 CEO, Sacred Apparel, the world's number one inspiration, motivational, urban streetwear brand.
And Anna Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode
18. Oh, wow.
Episode 18. Mm-hmm. Today's title is Work Your Oil. All right? Mm-hmm. This is a dope one. Very inspirational to me. You?
Yeah.
Very inspirational. So we'll discuss how we got into that mm-hmm. a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But Miss Johnson, mm-hmm. had a business meeting this morning.
Yes, we did.
Some amazing things. That's where this came from. Yeah, that's where this came from. Some amazing things came out of that business meeting. We're ready. We're prepared for 2022.
That's right.
Yes. And man,
we're already moving in 2022.
Yes, we're already moving. We're setting up things.
There's no prepping. We're already rolling into it.
Yeah, we're rolling into it. Mm-hmm. I think I have to get her another whiteboard for vision board because hers is full. Mm-hmm. Mine still got some spaces in it that I could fill in, but it can be filled in. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Got an interesting week coming up these next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Kids are home.
Kids are home for 2 weeks. Why 2 weeks? 2 weeks. But hey, I'm not saying it is what it is no more. Yes, it's the blessing we've been dealt, right?
That's right. We just got to work around our challenges.
Right.
Not that the kids are a challenge, just a time management thing.
Right. Yep. And we talked last week about we have your retreats starting, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you look at me weird.
What retreat? Like, we're finished with the retreats.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
So 2022, February, that's the Overcomer 2.0.
Okay.
They haven't attended the first one.
They can't come this one. So.
I'll be releasing more retreat dates soon for 2022, but there's only going to be 4 retreats total in 2022. As far as the Father has shown me. So people don't want to delay. Like if they want to get in, they need to get in. Yeah.
But the good thing is you have created, she's released a book, and with this book, she's created some workshops, right?
No, e-course.
E-courses. I'm sorry. E-course.
You hear that, guys? You call it a workshop. No, it's different.
Okay. So she's created some e-courses.
An e-course that actually has 1 hour a week for 12 weeks with a group coaching opportunity. So it's based upon the book, The Overcomers. The Overcomer's Guide e-course. So you have to purchase the book because it's basically helping people work through those steps and do the work that they need so that overcoming becomes a lot more simple
and natural.
Overcoming should be natural, and I'm perfecting it myself. But if we can make overcoming become more natural, meaning in our thinking, in our heart posture, in our choices.
It's something you automatically do.
Yes.
So sweet.
We don't have to be stuck. We don't have to get stuck because it's not natural for us.
Right. Okay. Well, nice. So yeah, we got some things popping off. This is our
turn
right here.
That's right.
Sacred Apparel, we got some things set up. Wish I could release some of it to y'all yet, but it's not yet. It's not time.
Right.
Maybe next week. When's the last week of the... Oh no, it'll come. You'll get it.
In due time.
Yeah. So it's exciting. We've been given a word for the year.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to take that word and we're going to be implementing it into Sacred Apparel and how we run and operate things and the mission that we're going to be doing. So it's dope. I've got a lot of ideas and things with it. So it's very dope.
It's crazy.
So so let's open up with prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Well, we're coming for you today.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know where it is, where you're at. So we're coming for you today, thanking you for the opportunity to be able to come before you. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for those that are tuned in, that are listening to us, whether it's over the air or watching us on YouTube. We thank you for you. Mm-hmm. We just usher your Holy Spirit in mm-hmm. and just ask that you just guide us and that you touch those that are listening and just the messages as a mm-hmm. blessing to yes. them as it was with us, and inspiring, Father. Mm-hmm. So these are all things we thank you for in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes, and Father, we just pray for open eyes
yes.
and ears yes. to and conviction, Father, to hear and see whatever applies to each and every one of us and to the listeners, Father, and that it wouldn't just stop at hearing and being able to see, but actually that it would produce transformation and change in yes. our lives. In your beloved son's name we pray. We thank thee. Hallelujah.
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 Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, even that prayer, like when you were praying, is that we all have to remember that, because we're going to talk a little bit about this today, but okay. We really need to be continually before the Father, asking him to open up our eyes, which means our mindset.
Right, right.
Because our mindset has a way of, like, sabotaging our lives.
A lot.
Mindset is, you know, a lot of times we think that we just fall on bad. A lot of times people think they fall on bad luck. No, they fall upon wrong thinking. Mm. And wrong thinking actually just leads to self-damage or oppression.
It hinders you in a lot of ways with things as well. Also, it hinders you and it could cause you to backtrack on things.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, bad thinking actually causes harm to others. Mm-hmm. Meaning that, say, if you believe that you're entitled and you don't have a servant's heart, and you actually damage other people.
Right.
But there are a lot of good people. Well, I won't use the word good people because there's none good but Christ himself. But there's a lot of people that are really trying to do good, but they're causing a lot of harm to themselves because they need their mind set to be open.
Right.
Meaning that they've put the walls in there and it's not what God intended.
Gotcha.
Like their perspective is off. That's that renewing of the mind. But we need to ask. Yes, first we need to be in the Word, but we also need to be asking the Father to open our minds to see bigger and greater.
Right,
we wouldn't be just blocked in.
Nice.
And then actually to uproot those things in our mindset that a lot of things we don't choose, we just experience it. So, you know, like in childhood,
whatever. Just run with it.
Well, like, you know, like we get this training, like cultural, like depending on the culture that you're raised in, depending on the school that you go to, depending on the state that you live in, the country you live in.
Yeah.
Like we.
But actually, most of the stuff is cultural.
Yeah, we're humans.
Cultural and generational.
Right. And especially as children, we have a tendency to soak and absorb our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone we're around in an environment that has unhealthy mindsets, the likelihood of us having unhealthy mindsets or behaviors is going
to
happen.
And sometimes people don't even know, because I was listening to the radio yesterday, and the lady said that this time of year that she's Italian. Mm-hmm. And she says, so every year we always have these huge Italian meals and dishes and things. She started naming things. I don't know what it was. She said, but it wasn't until she got older in like her 20s that she realized that was just their cultural thing that they did. She said she didn't know nothing about having turkey and
right.
stuff and all this stuff around right. this time of the year. She said right. it just blew her mind. She thought everybody was eating right. spaghetti and lasagna. And
right, yeah. We want a holy blow our mind versus a physical blow our mind. Like we want the Father to blow our mind.
Yeah.
And really, like, really blow our mind. The problem is Israel was resistant to having their mind blown.
Yeah.
So they died in the wilderness.
In the wilderness, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were resistant. They had this perspective that Egypt was safe.
And we see
with slavery, even in America, like, there were some slaves that even though they were freed, they stayed.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't embrace the freedom that was given. You know what I'm saying?
So how in a situation like that do you make the right decision? Because we know it's actually in scripture where Yah said that if some of the slaves chose to stay with their masters that they could, and then the others were free to go. So how is it that somebody would make that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That choice for staying.
Well, one thing's for sure.
I gotta sneeze and I'll try to fight it.
Yeah.
Man.
One thing for sure is you know, getting to the motive as to why you're making that choice and why you're, you know, leaning that way. And a lot of times people lean, it's a human condition. We all lean towards safety, especially our flesh. And so we have to remember that we're already safe.
Right.
Because who our Father is. And making choices from sonship or daughtership versus from a place of this world.
Right. So that would go to, like, even if they made some of the house slaves that
Yeah.
They were slaves and they were in the house.
Yeah, and maybe they thought this is good.
Yeah, Why am I going to honestly listen,
guys, anybody that has businesses knows this, or I mean regular day opportunities as well, is that promotion requires some times of challenge.
Right.
And so some people are just settlers, like they're just okay with where they're at.
Right, right.
And
it's not good.
Well, it's not good. Really, it's not good because it's not kingdom. It's not a kingdom principle.
Right.
You know.
Or mindset.
Right. Because Yeshua said that, the kingdom is like leaven, which leaven means, it means increase, grow. Mm-hmm. So if you put yourself in a position and you're not causing.
You're not growing
and stretching and you just want to get to a place of complacency. Then you're growing. If you're not growing, you're dying. And we've said that many times on the podcast.
Actually, several times. The last couple times I wrote the same thing down. I was like, oh, I like that.
Right.
Actually, you spoke about that in the retreat, actually. So.
Right.
So, yeah, right. If you're not growing, you're dying. Remember that.
Yeah.
If you're not growing, you're dying.
So, yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into today's topic.
Work your oil.
Now,
you may be saying, I ain't got no oil. You do.
Yeah. Well, and some of you listening might be like, okay, I know where they're going with this because you've read your scripture, hopefully. Right.
This
comes out of 2 Kings chapter 4. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a widow who, the creditors are coming after her two sons, and her sons are valuable to her.
Right.
But what happened is that you and I were in a business meeting. This is why it's important to have, scripture inside of you guys, because if scripture's inside of you, then the Holy Spirit will actually bring those things into remembrance and show you how it applies to your life.
Right.
And you don't have to do a whole Bible study, because the Bible study comes out of you.
Right.
And
we had a whole nother podcast thing. I went in and took notes and set everything up. Mm-hmm. And we had our business meet and just sitting in meetings like, this is a good podcast. Yes. Let's run with it.
Yes, and it's a very fresh one.
Yeah, fresh. So it's we just took it and run with it. So we're coming off the head with everything this morning. This is no notes, no nothing.
We were in a business meeting this morning, and when we do our business meetings, we start out with Sacred Apparel first,
right?
Then we do Sacred Life Coaching, and then we do a family. So we look at our family. We look at our family as a business. Like we're supposed to steward it and manage it. So we take it. We do a meeting to make sure our family's going in the right direction. But we were doing the Sacred Apparel, and we were talking about some of the challenges and some of the needs.
Right. And I was at that. I don't have this.
Yeah.
And I don't.
So he said he needed more.
I said I gotten away from that saying I need.
Well, you said something about, I'm waiting on more money.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
something like that.
What was it?
Yeah,
it was something that
was close to.
I'm
pretty sure you did say need.
I don't think that, because I've been good about not saying I need.
No, what did you say then?
I don't know, Emma.
Yeah, you said you needed. But all of a sudden, it was just like something rose up in my spirit. And because the thing is that we're not beggars. We're not beggars in our Father's house. And I'm like, we have everything that we need.
Right.
And so, I just reminded you of that. And then I said,
she went in and opened the inventory in the room.
Yeah, I got up from the meeting room, walked over to the inventory, and I said, you've got more inventory now than you've had in other seasons of your life, and you're saying you need more?
Yeah.
And then I went and I reminded you of the widow with the oil.
Yeah.
I reminded him, it's the Holy Spirit working, bringing things into revelation. So I can't even take credit for it.
She was beating me up, people. You know, with the
right. A sharp word.
She was beating me, man.
And then you were reminded of, I remembered Yeshua with the fish and the loaves.
Yeah.
And then I remembered how Peter needed to pay taxes, and Christ said, hey, go fishing and you'll find this.
And while she was saying that, it's just, the wheel started turning. I started seeing what to do. I started seeing it. And I didn't say nothing to her. I just saw what it is that I needed to do.
There was three witnesses in scripture that he had everything he needed and he needed to work it.
And then she went on.
And we can, right now we can even talk. Well, I gave three, but now even now I'm thinking of a fourth one of the talents. What if, you know, the one was afraid, you know, he didn't bring increase, but what, you mean, what, there another way of doing that is like, well, I need this in order to make this grow, and just waiting for this to happen to make it grow.
Right.
There needs to be some active movement. Yeah. So some of you are in a place right now, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your business, whether it's financially, relationally, or whatever, but you, really what I'm going to encourage you guys to do is just pause and say, what do I have? Okay, I'm just going to read here. 2 Kings 4:2. And Elisha replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? She says, your servant has.
I ain't got nothing.
At all.
Nothing.
And that's
what we do. It's like, and that's what I said. It's like, I don't have nothing. I don't.
Yeah.
And so it's like.
Yeah, and even the bill collectors don't take that. They're like, you got something.
You got something.
You got $5. You got something. $5,
right? I mean, that's literally what she said. She said, I ain't got nothing.
But then she said, except.
A jar. And I did say the same thing. I said,
oh,
my
God.
Is this? You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah. Wow. Yeah. So. You know, and we can read on here where it says that she says, go around and ask all your neighbors. Elisha says, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. So Elisha's getting a download.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting a heavenly download.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling her how to work that oil. He's telling her the strategy in which increase will come.
And see, when she was... Before we got to this, we didn't pull out the scripture reading. We just talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went on about Peter and the fish and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was saying that, I guess I was getting a download of what it was that I was to do.
Right.
But I didn't say that to her. We kept going. And she said, what you need to do is blah, 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 blah. And I said, that's what I already got planned to do.
Right.
So it's like they witnessed each other.
It was witnessed to one another. You know
what
I'm saying?
So she got what I should do. And I had already been getting what it was. And it was the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it lined up with exactly what to do. And it's like, wow.
So a lot of times what we'll do is we shut God out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is how we shut him out of our mind, like where we close our ears or even our eyes.
Right.
People will say, well, I can't get out of this situation, and they'll pray. I can't get out. What tell me what?
What was the old people said?
Yeah.
You can't get blood from a turtle.
Right, exactly. But then what they do is they walk out the door, and they don't even give God time to talk and give them the strategy and to see. And so one of the things that was revealed to me today is that one, we got to stop thinking small.
Mm-hmm.
We got to think, we have to remember how big our God is. You know, we speak these things.
We quick to say them, but we don't really think about it.
We don't put it to the test.
So in business, if you ain't dreaming big, it ain't bigger. We say this stuff all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you ain't thinking big, you ain't
Well, dreams are just dreams, but you need, we need
you
some faith here,
like
faith
something.
Action, a right. plan of action. You have a vision and a dream, but without a plan of action, a
right.
strategy to go with it, it's going to fall to the ground. You can't build a house without a plan.
Right.
So
Proverbs 9:3-6.
Right. So we have to trust. We have to trust that God is. We've got to believe.
Right.
We've got to believe, and then if we believe, we will do. We will believe and do. So what I was saying is a lot
That's it. 16:3, commit your works to Yahweh and your thoughts will be established.
Yeah.
And it goes down to say, a man's heart plans his way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah, but the first thing what I'm seeing today, and even the past 24 hours, is that when we are stuck,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it's you're trying to build your business, maybe you're trying to resolve family conflict, maybe it's financial, whatever it is, we all are working something right now. Just don't watch this video and be like, well, they're, you know, this is more like business stuff. No, this is life stuff.
Life. Because we just sat here and told you we had
this
family
is life
to
stuff.
It. And
it could be something as simple as my child is not doing well with their academics and then be like, well, I've done everything I can do.
Right.
What we first need to do is like come in prayer and say, just like this woman went to the prophet and she told him what her problem was. She says, like, my husband's dead. These creditors are coming for my boys. And the prophet says, well, how can I help you? And then he says, tell me, what do you have in your house? Mm-hmm. So we need to go to, you know, in prayer, go to the Father and say, this is what I'm up against. Exactly. I would even go any further and say, Father, but I know that you are with me.
Word up.
Because we're not beggars in his house. We are children of his. And then I would, and then ask him, sometimes I ask him, tell me, what is it that I am to do?
Yeah.
And stay there. Instead of going in there, we need to go in there.
Well, actually, yeah, this is what I just
knowing who we are.
This is something that I say to Yah every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I write it down. It's like, Yahweh, mm-hmm. what do you have planned for my life today?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do today?
Mm-hmm.
I need to listen to you. I'm going to be quiet and just want you to speak to my heart. Help me to listen carefully so that I can do exactly what you want me to do.
Right.
And then just sit there. Just sit quietly.
And listen.
Just listen.
But you also, yeah, but in, and I don't know, maybe I missed it in there, but making sure, and this visual I get is I get this visual of a roof being on top of, like, on top of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that roof keeps us from getting to the higher places that the Father has for us. So when we go to prayer, say, Father, you know, for me, it's like just blow the roof off.
We put a cap on it.
Yeah, blow the roof off of my thinking.
Right.
That your thinking, your the way you think, your wisdom, your plans can actually come on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sky is not the limit.
Thank you. I hear so many people say the sky's the limit. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. I hate to say this, but sometimes, you know, especially in our culture, the ground is the limit.
Mm-hmm.
We never get off the ground.
Yeah,
we never get off the ground. And you know, if we're having thinking like, I'm going to get this one job, I'm going to work this job, and I'm going to make money, and I'm going to retire, and I'm going to invest, and I'm going to just do these things, and you're not focused on increasing and growing as a person and growing mm-hmm. generationally and spiritually and sowing in, then you're on the ground.
Right.
And I don't say that in a judgmental way, because I was once there. And honestly, that is a place that tries to, it's a hard sell.
It holds you down.
It's a hard sell because it says, you know what? This is the path of least resistance.
And the crazy thing is, mm-hmm.
you just give somebody like at least 20 years.
You stay on the ground and then you get buried in the ground. But the reason I said it, when we think about that, is Miles Monroe. Mm-hmm. He said, the richest place in the earth, in the world, is the cemetery, mm-hmm. because so many people get buried with all these ideas that they envisioned that they never started. Mm-hmm. They just went to the man and worked and just stayed there, and they never branched out with these ideas and things that they had. $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion ideas, they mm-hmm. never went anywhere. They got buried with them.
Right, and this is the stuff that we're talking about, like with working your oil. We're not talking about something magical.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't approach it like it's magical. We should look and see, what can I learn about God in the situation?
Right.
And what I see is that, and even I'm reminded of, it wasn't the same prophet. He went, that was Elijah, where he went and he went to the widow and he was like, was it Elijah?
Or is it about the son?
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, she said, I'm about to die. All I have is, all I have is some, you know, some flour and I'm
Was that
Elijah?
Yeah,
it was Elijah. So she said, all I have is, and then we're going to die. But she took a risk and she invested everything she had. Same thing with the widow who put all of her, looked like she gave very little.
Yeah, kings too.
I'm talking about, when Christ said, this woman gave more than any of them.
She gave
everything she had.
All she had. And she gave
but it wasn't a lot.
They gave.
Yeah.
Because she gave her last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what this boils down to me is that, one, I really do believe that the Father gives everybody something to give.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not giving, then you're not growing. There we go again.
Yep.
You cannot increase if you're greedy. Or if you're slothful, or if you are deceived.
Mm. Mm.
If you're deceived, if you let the enemy say, Twink.
Because he'll come in, he'll steal it from you.
Like, Twink, you can't really move to the next level right now, man, because you're missing this, you're missing that, you're missing this. And logically, it makes sense.
It makes sense. It made sense, okay? It made sense.
But it also makes sense to stay on the boat.
Mm, yeah.
But there was the one. Said, if it's you, call me to what? Call me out on the water. Mm-hmm. Peter walked on the water. All the other guys, they stayed on the boat. They never had that experience with Christ.
It safe. Yeah. And you know what? And Peter did what
walk on the water.
He did what he did every day in the natural, which was step in and out of the boat. He stepped in and out of the boat. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. But he needed the supernatural, so he stepped out of the boat.
Hallelujah.
But he walked on the water this time. So we have to continue to do our part in the natural, do what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
And ask.
No more waiting. Look around and see what you've got.
What do I have? What can I do?
If you're struggling financially, actually ask the Father. Because honestly, if you're struggling financially, you've probably been doing all the logical, natural things to do. Change your shift and be like, this financial strain is actually an opportunity for overcoming. Mm-hmm. And the taste of poor in my mouth. I know that's not of you. I'm not a beggar.
Right.
Changing your mindset so that you can actually see all the opportunities. You know, it's kind of like having a child and, you know, all you have in there is plain oatmeal, but in the fridge, you've got butter, in the other cabinet, you got sugar and you've got cinnamon. You may even have some nuts and some fruit to put in it. And that's right. And maybe some some cream, some milk to put in it. And then, but the kids, like, they go to the cabinet and like, oh, woe is me. All I have to eat is pretty much mush, because that's oatmeal. That's oatmeal without all the flavor, right?
Yeah.
And every day they're eating that same bowl of oatmeal. And they're doing the right thing. They're going to the cabinet. But their minds are not open enough to go to the fridge to look there.
Oh, we never have no dessert. The same oatmeal. Yeah. And then you got oatmeal cookies.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
With some raisins in it.
Right. And so, as adults, we still do the same things because none of us are really grown up. Our father's ancient. That makes us babies.
Yeah.
So what we want to encourage you guys to do is if your marriage is having trouble with your marriage, first and foremost, talk to the Father.
Right.
And always start with you. All in any situation,
always start with you.
Always start with you, because you may actually be hindering someone from moving in the correct direction. Sometimes we help too much. Sometimes we don't encourage enough. Sometimes we actually need to set some parameters so the person will be able to, they'll be able to walk on their own.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
So the widow trusted. She didn't, so we're just going to read here a little bit. It says that, so she went around. He told her what to do, and she went around. So she left him, and she shut the door behind her and her sons, and they brought the jars to her.
Mm-hmm.
So she had some help. So they were part of, it was part of their problem too. Okay. And she kept pouring, and when all the jars were full, she said to her sons, bring me another one. But he replied, there's not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing.
Wow.
We have everything we need.
Everything.
But the beautiful thing here is, it says that, on verse 7, it says, she went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil. So she did the action, then he told her what to do. He said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. So she didn't freak out, but like, well, now I got a bunch of oil, but that's not going to do anything.
Right. Right.
She went, she said, okay, I did this. She didn't just run and be like, oh, I can sell the oil. She went to him and he gave her instructions.
No.
So when we do the step one, we need to actually go to the Father and ask him about step two.
What next?
Right.
All right, I got this set up. I got this. Now what you want me to do with it?
And then he says, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left.
Mm-hmm. And see, the thing is,
so this was more than what she needed.
Right.
It was abundant.
And when we came to this, it actually tied in to what the Father had already told me to do, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me again what to do. So he was like, What did he say to you? And I said it. And it ended up everything tied together. So
what was that? And he had said something, but when he said it, I could tell that your your view, like,
was off with
his angle. Is an angle is so important, and I know
I'm like, nah, I see exactly.
Yeah, and I know he gets frustrated, and this is why it's always nice to have somebody that's on the outside looking in, because we have the same language,
right?
But I could just see that the angle that he was going to get hung up in that corner,
right?
And we talked about heart posture and the mind, the really working the mindset out, not just focusing. See, you can rework, and I know this from personal experience, you can work the steps, but until you work the steps for, you know, the right reason, you're always going to fall back into the same pattern.
Yep.
Same pattern. It's kind of like same thing with credit cards. People file bankruptcy, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, I'm never going to do that again. And maybe they even hold off and they get right, you know, get right with their thinking. But when pressure comes.
Yeah. Pressure busts
pipes. It's the same thing when people like straighten their hair with a flat iron or a relaxer. After a certain amount of time, if the pressure gets too intense, that hair is going back what?
Yeah.
Curly.
Yeah.
Curly.
So
work your oil.
Work your oil.
Listen, no excuses, people. Everybody has something to give.
Everybody.
We see people with so much disadvantage. You know, maybe they're, you know, been in an accident. They're paralyzed. Maybe they don't have arms. They don't have legs. Maybe they've got some sort of rare. There's lots of genetical things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of genetic problems for people these days. And they persevere.
Yeah.
But as able-bodied people.
It's just something.
Yeah.
Just something.
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, the enemy works overtime because we're loaded with these things. He just works overtime on making sure you don't use them.
Yeah. That's real.
So, you know, if you've got inventory, you move that inventory. Keep it moving. Don't wait for, you know, ad opportunities to come. Don't wait for anything. Mm-hmm. Every day is a day of sowing. Every day we should be sowing so that we can eat later.
You're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah. Same thing, don't wait to sow into your relationships because someone could die. And then you have to deal with that.
Like I was actually some ASAP Preach did, and his granddad had passed. Mm-hmm. So he was doing a song for his granddad. And he said he never knew that he was doing a song for his granddad and his mom, because his mom passed, I guess, a couple of days later.
Oh wow.
But he said what really hurt him is that he had his mom blocked on social media and stuff because they had some disagreements about some things and he had blocked her. So she passed while he, in the midst of his not talking with her and being upset with about trivial stuff.
Yeah, every day we should be sowing. And we need to keep it, we need to remember the different spheres. Like, you know, in this world, we do get very tunnel vision and focused on getting our needs met. Mm-hmm. But Yeshua said that we have enough. Today's needs will be met. They'll be, you know. But the things that can create eternal ripples is how we treat other people, how we interact with our God.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are the most rewarding. So,
yeah.
So don't think, I'll call so-and-so next week, or I'll make that relationship right next week. Because next week may never come.
Yeah. Well, hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah.
I don't have
so work your oil. That's it. Work your oil.
I don't have a closing scripture, but I do want to close with this.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in advance what will only make sense in reverse. Okay? I'm going to say it again. Believe in advance what will only make sense in reverse. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what that is saying is, we don't know what Yah's plan is, okay? We get in these tight situations,
like we don't have the oil, sometimes,
and
we
have no clue what to do. But like Alicia said, take this, go get John's Barter's, whatever. Once she got out of all, and she sold all the oil and made everything, once she got there and started looking and thinking back to everything, that was, it was like, wow, okay, I get it. So you don't understand and see
and the whole story. And you don't have to understand.
Until you start thinking you back in reverse about it. It will only make sense in reverse once you get the way he told you.
Yeah, and there's some things that there's some things that he's going to call you to, and you're just not going to understand. And don't waste your time trying to understand. You need to just trust him.
Just do it. Just trust him.
Trust
Yahweh and obey him even before he shows you why he's calling you.
Hallelujah.
Even before he shows you.
Hallelujah.
So hallelujah. So I think that's it.
That's it.
Everything. All right.
Work your oil.
Work your oil. So we thank you for tuning in to the Secret Life Podcast.
Let's pray and bless everyone.
I wasn't done yet.
Oh. Sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, girl, I'm following my... That's why I got my laptop right now. I'm following down and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, were you right? Were you right?
Yeah, that was your wrap-up.
Well, I was going to wrap up, then we go down to the social medias, and then we just pray and bless y'all. Let's go.
That's right.
Let's do it. Go.
Father, we thank you for each listener here, Father. Father, we just pray that you would forgive us for not working the blessing, the resource that you've given us, Father. Father, help us to be faithful, Father. I just pray that each and every listener, that their minds would just be so open, that they would be so convicted, and that the hearts would be open to receiving what you have for them and their lives, Father. That we would no longer be stuck, but that we would overcome. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's name, we pray and we thank and give you the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sweet.
All right, so we thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Sacred Apparel. Let my commercial play.
Yeah.
Those are commercials going to go right here. All right. All right, be sure to... it was just weird just now. But be sure to follow us on our social networks. The Secret Life Podcast, www.thesecretlifepodcast.com. Instagram, The Secret Life Podcast. Twitter, The Secret Life PC. You can also follow our clothing line, Secret Apparel, on everything Secret Apparel. Facebook, Secret Apparel. Instagram, Secret Apparel. Twitter, Secret Apparel. Ms. Johnson over here, The Overcomer Coach. Her Instagram is Secret Life Coaching. Her Facebook is Secret Life Coaching LLC. And her Twitter is Overcomer Coach. Okay? So we thank you for tuning in. Until next time, live by sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred life. Sacred life.